Well, before 5, hopefully, but I got a bunch of good stuff for you today. Kind of as is typical, it's all over the place, really. I think, I named the show Revolution Rock after a Clash song. I guess the idea was that it would mainly be rock, but the revolution aspect would give me the freedom to kind of jump all over the place. And I've definitely taken full advantage of that freedom. Could be playing some alternative, which isn't really the norm for me. But I don't know, I feel like I've warmed to certain aspects of alternative rock recently. I've always kind of held it, if not in contempt, at least in lesser favor. But I've moved on from that, I would say. There's still a lot of aspects of it that I find the sound pretty hollow to a lot of popular alternative acts, but yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good stuff out there. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna play some of that, and then so a decent amount of R&B. So yeah, the first few songs I'm going to play would all be, I guess, classified as alternative. But I mean, again, that word is almost meaningless in how broad it is. Three songs I'm playing. One will be Cage the Elephant, and then a Tame Impala song, and then a White Stripes song from their White Blood Cells album, which is, I don't know, it's really probably been my favorite song this week. Just one of those weeks where you just can't really get a song out of your head. You just keep playing it over and over again. Get slightly obsessed. That I'm not sure if everyone does that, but I know at least I do that. So yeah, here's the first song off of the Melophobia album. It's Cage the Elephant. This is Spiderhead.
I am the one you left for dead. Say you want me to, you are the boy. execution of this plan. As humble as I can, I'll wait another day before I turn away. But know this much is true, no matter what I do, offending every way, I don't know what to say. Through the door, but they're expecting more of an interesting man. Sometimes I think I can, but how much can I think? I'll speak until I break with every word I say, offending everywhere. To relax and listen to these facts, that everyone's my friend and will be till the end. But know this much is true, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, offending every way.
That was just Offend in Every Way by the White Stripes. Really a big fan of that song. And the others, too, of course. The one before that was called Led Zeppelin by Tame Impala. And I don't know, kind of interesting, because Tame Impala, that's off of his second album. His first album, often compared either positively or negatively, as kind of being like basically a Beatles cover album, almost, and, so it's kind of funny that choose Led Zeppelin as a name for his song after those comparisons, and, yeah, I was kind of getting a Beatles vibe off of Spiderhead, or at least if not a Beatles vibe, at least kind of a John Lennon vibe, with those kind of screeching lyrics, to an extent. So next I have, kind of going in a really different direction. Going back in time, all of those are songs from this century. Next will be a jazz song from 1956, and then followed by a little R&B. Gonna do a song from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong off of their after their album together. I don't think they called them collabs back then. I don't think this would be called a feature anymore back then, but yeah, a good album. And then after that, old Otis Redding and some Sam and Dave. So first up, this will be Can't We Be Friends by Ella and Louie.
I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? Thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? Papa, that day I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave for me the air. Why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop, this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down, say, can we be friends?
Her greed and care. all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
My man.
And that was just When Something Is Wrong with My Baby by Sam and Dave. Before that was Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding. It was a song that was sampled in Jay-Z and Kanye's Otis a few years back, which is a great song on its own. So that was, if it sounded familiar for some reason, that's why. Next, I have, I was just going to play one song, and then play just one song in isolation. It's going to be a song by J. Dilla, who was really prolific and important hip-hop producer. Unfortunately, he died very prematurely back in 2006, but he was only like 32. But in his time, he produced a lot of really important albums and worked with a lot of great artists. He isn't known so much as a rapper as much as a producer, but he did release some of his own work. And this is, I think, one of his better songs. And it really shows he really had a good ear for flows and really produced a lot of the sound the early 2000s, late 90s, that kind of has influenced hip-hop today. And this is one of his better songs, and has some pretty big features on it as well from people that he worked with. So this is J. Dilla, So Far to Go, which has Common and D'Angelo on it. So here you go.
You can't so fast, so tell you.
That was just J. Dilla's So Far to Go. Yeah, really interesting song. I'd recommend listening to some of his other work. So next I have two R&B songs separated by a lot of time, but I don't think separated by that much musically. The first will be Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino, and then after that will be Maggot Brain by Funkadelic. Yeah, I think Funkadelic has had a pretty big influence on Childish, yeah, particularly with this song. I haven't listened to them back-to-back before, but and I remember when I was listening to Me and Your Mama, I remember thinking that it sounded like Maggot Brain. I guess I'll be able to see now. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but yeah. Actually, I think I'm going to play Maggot Brain first instead, because we'll just do it chronologically. That came out in 1971, and yeah, I guess we can see how that compares to the 2016 Childish Gambino song, and maybe see like how R&B has moved on since then. But yeah, this is a pretty long song. Maggot Brain is over 10 minutes long, and Me and Your Mama's pretty long too, so I'm going to have one more song after this, so hope you enjoy. This is Maggot Brain by Funkadelic off the album of its same name.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was just Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. I don't know. It was actually pretty different from Maggot Brain, but I think a lot of that was kind of telling of the evolution of the sound. Maggot Brain, had a lot of the electric guitar, and I saw a lot more like synth and more computer-based music on Gambino's song. But yeah, I think they both played well together. I just have one more song before I head out today. It's from an artist that, I don't know, I've been playing a lot recently, but I think with good reason. I think last week I played a song off this album. It's Sufjan Stevens, Illinois. This week gonna play, I think, probably if not the best, one of the better songs on that album. It's called Chicago. So yeah, it's really good. Kind of a thought it'd be a good closer for today. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Sufjan Stevens, Chicago.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. For freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go. All things grow. All things grow.
to say.